Newton's law of universal gravitation explains the force of gravity between two objects with a mass. And this law can be expressed as a formula, as you see in the center of the page here, where the force of gravity is dependent on the mass of the two objects as well as the distance between them, along with a universal constant, which is known as the gravitational constant. This constant is represented by the letter capital G and has a value of 6.67 times 10 to the negative 11 Newton meter squared per kilogram squared. In this equation, M1 and M2 represent the masses of the two objects that you want to measure the force of gravity between, and R is the distance between the objects in meters, and this is measured from the center of each object. When solving problems involving the force of gravity, we don't need to consider the force of gravity as a vector. We are generally only concerned with the magnitude of this force. And the reason is we know that the force of gravity is an attractive force. It's always pulling the two objects towards each other. So the direction of this force is less relevant since we know that it's always directed. It always directs the two objects towards each other.